Hello there, how's it going? Ed Draper here. Just a quick thought actually, I was thinking of a quote that you hear bandied around a lot. It was the wife of Franklin D. Roosevelt, Eleanor Roosevelt, who said, "Do something every day that scares you." And it's quite interesting that, because people always kind of label people as confident or kind of introverted, not confident, fearful. But it's a good experience this week. I went up last night to play at the home of Oldham Athletic Football Club, Boundary Park, as most of us call it, for growing up as kids. And I played for an All-Stars team. It's to raise awareness. That's kind of ridiculous as a player, but I was basically making up the numbers, I guess. But I was brought in to play on an All-Stars team featuring the likes of Paul Scholes, who obviously Manchester United star, Champions League, Premier League winner, England star, one of the best midfielders of all time, arguably, in terms of his skill set. And other players like Clayton Blackmore, who played for Manchester United, Colin Hendry, who was a great defender and still is, by the way, in his 50s. After watching him last night, he won the title with Blackburn in 95 when I was 13, watched that. So I went up last night with my wife to Oldham, which is kind of sort of outer reaches of northwest Manchester, I suppose, if you're not familiar with it. And played there. They're in League One at the moment, hoping to stay in League One, the third tier of English football, but might go down to League Two. We played against Oldham old boys, including the manager, who's relatively recently retired, Ricky Wessels, and guys with pretty good nick, actually, even those ones that are older. But it was funny because obviously I do TV 4 or 5 times a week, done radio nationally for a long time, done TV for 13, 14 years, an incomparable amount in radio. Began in the United States in 2003. And it's funny because last night was actually the most nervous I felt for a while doing something, just because of the sense that, and I didn't end up getting on the pitch with Paul Scholes, but he's one of my childhood heroes as he came through, or youth heroes, I suppose, because I would have been 13, 14 when he started playing for Manchester United regularly. And maybe a little bit younger than that. I'm not sure what his debut was, maybe 94, maybe 12, 13. But he was a hero, won the Champions League, wonderful skill set. I played in midfield. I was left-sided, so wasn't kind of the role model necessarily in terms of playing, but yeah, just kind of sublimely skilled player. Edgar Davids said the best midfielder of his era, because Davids had been credited with that, and to know it was Paul Scholes. But yeah, I thought on the pitch, and I was like, oh wow, what a baby passes to me, and you know, the ball dribbles under my foot and you get really embarrassed and that kind of stuff. And it's interesting, because what you think is that people are just confident or they're not confident, but actually it's just that kind of sense of just go and do it anyway, don't you? You get nervous, and that feeling of actually getting nervous, then going on the pitch and realising, look, I'm not an ex-professional. I have Gavin McCann next to me, Mickey Gray, guys that have all played loads and loads of times in the Premier League, skill players. I think just give them the ball, just give them a simple pass and crack on. And it was all right. It felt like I had a fridge on my back because my fitness wasn't there. You know, you play 5-a-side and you think it's comparable, but boy, it's not. 5-a-side, you run 5 yards, get the ball, lay it off, make something happen. We're in the full-size pitch, you run 30 yards and then you've got to run another 30 yards with the ball or do something, and you're gassed at that point, especially when you're 36 and not playing regularly. But yeah, it was an interesting study in that, but it was great to meet them and chat to them. You realise that people are just normal. Paul's on form. He actually had an injury, came off pretty early, so I didn't get to play on the pitch with him, but played with the other guys, and it was a good experience. Actually, Clayton Blackmore's still good. He's in his 50s. And Colin Hendry was super fit. He texted me today and said he was in the gym doing upper body only. But he played pretty much 90 minutes. He's in his 50s and lean and fluid. And at the end of the game, was trying to bomb up from centre-half to striker to get a goal. We lost 4-2 in the end, I think, mainly because we had the non-players, non-pros on at the end. Andy Burnham, mayor of Manchester, was on. And a few other guys. Andy, who plays Kirk in Coronation Street, was on at the end. I think most people came to see him, actually, in fairness, or a lot of people. He signed a lot of autographs. So I was there as a kind of plum, as a Sky Sports News presenter. But yeah, it was a good experience. But it kind of made me think about that quote from Eleanor Roosevelt and how important it is to do those things that make you nervous. Doing something a little bit different this week, working for another company, potentially Bellew Hay, doing a little TV show for Matchroom, the promoters for the World Feeds. That's a little bit different. That's not going to be quite out of my comfort zone the way last night was playing with professional footballers. But it was a good experience. I think definitely recommend when you get those opportunities to push through, because you don't regret doing the things, do you, that make you nervous? You regret not doing them. That's the thing. Well, certainly I do. It's that need to achieve versus that need to avoid failure. But yeah, it was a really cool experience. More importantly, it was to raise money for prostate awareness, prostate cancer awareness. And it's kind of tangentially really relevant to me, because my brother, who's only, well, he's 31 now, it's when he was 29 a year and a half or so ago, he got testicular cancer, and it was a pretty dramatic turnaround. It happened at a time when I'd been trying for a baby, and ultimately was poorly, lost a testicle, but then actually came out of it with a baby. His wife got pregnant around the same time, and it was amazing. They've got a little girl now. But yeah, that sort of cancer stuff is obviously important to me, and hopefully raised some money there. It was a good experience. But yeah, that kind of that sense of playing with professionals, it makes you realize maybe, you know, you kind of have to push those boundaries. Even if you do something, a career that you think requires that courage, once you do something regularly, it doesn't, does it? Whatever it is, it becomes normalized. That's why it's always good to go out of the comfort zone. Anyway, just the thought of me, it was a good experience. People can contribute to prostate awareness. Some older and athletic people, I think, doing a big cycle ride soon as well. So it'd be fantastic to get behind that. But hope you're well. Let me know. You've been out of your comfort zone recently? Get in touch. I'm EdDraper81 on Twitter, Ed_Draper81 on Instagram. Love to hear from you. Any thoughts on sport and life? This is the kind of hosting place for it. I'm trying to get Leon McKenzie on soon, as a boxer, former professional footballer as well. Did boxing at the end of his career, comes from a storied boxing family. And hoping to catch up with him very soon, and a few other people as well. But generally, it's kind of an audio blog on here as well. Just thoughts on sport life, how they interact, what we can learn from sport. And that's one thing is sport can give you, is getting out of your comfort zone, isn't it? Facing that fear that you can translate into the workplace and other things. Because if you go onto that pitch and be examined, or into that ring, and then you can go into a job interview, you can go and court that big client, arrange that meeting with someone that daunts you. It's a recipe, right? We're only here once, I think. Anyway, guys, hope you're well. Enjoy your week, and I will speak to you soon. I'm absolutely knackered. I went for a swim today after trying to get warmed down, and I'm half asleep all day. But anyway, hope you're enjoying life, your sport and your life, and I'll catch up with you soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.